You might have started while stuck at home.
Or maybe now you want to.
Either way, we're here to help.
We're Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens.
West Houston's full-service local nursery.
Growing your skills and your yard.
Whether you're a garden newbie or a ninja.
Get needed device and plants that last.
Freshly delivered weekly.
And soil, fertilizers, treatments, all you need.
We make it easy.
One stop, trusted advice.
That's why West Houston trusts Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
Katy, Fort Bend Road.
You can find us.
Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
And good morning, gardeners. I am Sandy Mosier, and I'm here in the studio with Anita Nelson. She is our expert for Home Show Garden Pros this morning in the studio. And Anita is from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, and she and Rolf and Peter and Mary all own and operate that family business, and it is a beautiful location out. And I mean, if you just, even in the sprinkly rain, go out and take a stroll, and it is just relaxing and beautiful, and maybe pick up some color, you know, just a few little pansies or violas, and put them in a pot outside of a window, and it'll make all the difference. So Anita, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
And we have got Parker on the line. Parker, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Dodging the rain a little bit, but
yeah,
that's okay. It's good. I've got a little question for you. I have about five or six rose bushes that have not been taken care of that are over 70 years old.
Wow.
And yes, and they grow on the south side, south side of this estate. And we have to get them. I have to get any cuttings off them and removed before the demolition starts. And so I want to take a chance and try to get some cuttings. And the best way to get that started. And I want to also try to move the five or six bushes. They're pretty. The canes are pretty big at the bottom. So, and I don't know how deep the roots go. It's a builder's sand, I'm sure, or maybe I don't know. It's been thrown on top of it over the years, but the soil is not the best. But they survived the heat. They've survived the drought. There's been no water. I mean, it's just natural. So, but yeah, they're pretty hardy. What can I do?
Wow.
Well, that's a thorny problem.
Well, you know what?
No, a thorny opportunity.
A thorny opportunity.
I'm glad you said that, because there are about three or four different varieties, it seems, and some have a lot of thorns, and some have very few.
Wow.
But they're very, very large. And the petal count probably 30 to 35, but the aroma is what I'm trying to capture.
Oh.
Yes, I suspect they're what they call antique roses, the roses that were brought here by our settlers to Texas that just survived everything.
Wow.
So, yeah. For cuttings.
Yes.
Traditionally, in the Houston area, we take our cuttings on February 15th, same time we plant our tomatoes. And then you would just cut them, heal them, which means just set them out and let them, the air, make what they call a callus where the cut is. And you can dip them in a rooting hormone if you like.
Okay.
And then put them in soil. And this is what I use. It sounds kind of crazy, but I go to HEB and buy the chicken, the rotisserie chicken that comes in the domed box.
Yes.
Because
correct.
It makes the perfect little greenhouse. But you got to keep an eye on it. You can't just leave it.
Oh.
You got to poke some holes in the bottom, and then you put it in there so that they can root out in there. That's how you do your cuttings.
How big should the cuttings be?
Well, they have to be as big as the dome is.
Okay.
And and they can't.
Growing up, I remember seeing the cuttings that were transplanted over the years. I mean, I'm going way back, but they would actually put a large fruit jar over the top of them.
That'll work too, and even a milk jug. Well, no, not there.
Milk jug, okay. Yeah.
Or
super
a clear one.
A clear one.
Do you on the cuttings? Do you strip anything off the lower that goes into the soil?
Yes, you do strip off leaves, because everywhere a leaf is attached, that is where it's called meristematic tissue. That is where tissue that will differentiate into either leaves or roots. So,
okay.
If it touches soil, it'll make roots.
Okay. What about the thorns themselves? Do you strip the thorns off?
I don't know. Okay. I wouldn't because you're making a wound when you take the thorn off.
Okay.
And then that's an opening for diseases.
How do I dig up the 5 or 6 root balls?
With really thick gloves.
body armor.
And, you know, have you ever noticed that when you go into a big box, they bring in these roses from somewhere? And, you know, have you ever noticed how brutally they're cut back?
Right. Yeah, all the way back.
Yeah, so you can do that. You can brutally cut them back to like 12 inches or so and dig them up. Again, as always, get as big a root ball as you can. Keep as much native soil on it as you can. And then when you move it to their new home, as we discussed earlier, you want to, I know this is crazy, but I was thinking I might even pour in straight liquid seaweed or ocean harvest right into the soil before I put, and then put more soil in there. I also like to mix in some of the MicroLife Ultimate.
Yeah.
For two reasons, which we've discussed on the show. Number one, animals won't come and dig it up. And number two, it's the one that is formulated for flowering plants.
Okay.
And then
awesome.
I mean, it's like a witch's brew. I throw in this and that. And the other thing I like to use is the Nature's Way compost, which, again, in the bottom of the hole, I mix in with the native soil. And then the other
the grandparents were alive, they were my grandfather and grandmother both, but they would prune those things down to about maybe 8 inches off the ground, and the next thing you know, they were all new canes sprouted up, and then they held blooms, and you could just put them in a room and a couple roses, and I guarantee you the aroma would fill the room.
Oh, beautiful.
They're awesome. They're awesome. Okay, well, thank you very, very much. It's been helpful. I'm going to try it. I'll try to hold off as long as I can because, like I said, we've got about 10 days to get out of there. So.
Yeah.
We'll take the cuttings now. Go for it.
You can take the cuttings now, And Parker, call us back and let us know how it's going, how it went.
Yes.
You mean call you back when I need some help?
Or give us an update on these roses because what a great story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, good luck. Thank you. Oh, I love that 70-year-old roses, and like you say, probably antique roses, right?
It's amazing how brutal you can be with these.
Yeah,
these roses. My Peggy Martin. It was leafing out within a week after the freeze.
Awesome. Well, I love that. I'm excited about getting my roses back and healthy outside of my kitchen window. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and you can give Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. They are out in Katy, but she is here in the studio this morning at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we will chat with you after this.
Your beautiful yard starts here at Sienna Mulch. Hi, I'm Ashley from Sienna Mulch. We're a family-owned green recycler and manufacture our own premium hardwood mulch. Come find the varieties of mulch, compost, soil, sand, gravel, and stone that add more beautiful to your yard. No truck? No problem. We deliver. While here, grab your favorite fertilizers, plant food, and landscaping tools. Everything to give your yard a beautiful start. Visit Sienna Mulch off 521 in Rose Sharon. Online at siennamulch.com.
Your projects begin here. The Houston Home and Garden Show, presented by Shell Federal Credit Union, February 3rd through 5th at NRG Park. 3 days only for great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. See Junk Gypsy Design Sisters and Round Top residents Amy and Jolie Sykes, appearing Friday and Saturday. Plus, learn how to design and maintain your garden at the Gardening Feature. From kitchens and baths to flooring and more, don't miss the Houston Home and Garden Show at NRG Park. Buy tickets early and save at HoustonHomeAndGardenShow.com.
The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help you be a better gardener with tips from pros you can trust. Members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at HomeShowGardenPros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. You can reach Anita with concerns, questions, comments, or what do I do right now in my yard at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. And just before the break, Jacob was giving me the sign, come on, Sandy, you're about to go on. And I was chatting with Anita about sometimes I feel like I get help from the Nelsons. Especially I have a big project in my backyard right now and some changes have happened and I've been sending him messages. And I
him being Peter.
Him being Peter from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens. And I'm not being an expert because no way. I am just here, you know, with the experts.
Sandy's getting there. She really
well,
is.
I mean, I love it. I love it and I love to learn, but I'm sending him silly messages, you know, about, you know, okay, well, I want the water to flow this way, you know, because my backyard drained beautifully before this big mess that I've created back there. So, you know, I really want my backyard to drain well again. So, if Peter's listening, I'm sorry to be the, you know, that client. You know, and I'm going to head up to, Plants for All Seasons to do some shopping up there, for some little areas that I want to dig in the dirt, you know, and put some plants in. And Peter's got some ideas. So I just love visiting all of our Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah. Next week you'll go south to Enchanted Forest.
Right. Because, I know you all have trees, but he's got some great trees too. And last week he was talking about these grafted stone fruit trees, that you don't need. I think it was the apple tree that you don't have to have.
Apples aren't stone fruit.
No. What was the
peaches
stone fruit?
And maybe nectarines.
Okay. One of his trees that you don't have to have a pollinator tree for.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. So
I wonder if they've grafted two varieties onto this.
That's what he was talking about.
Yeah.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So that interests me very much. So, they all have something new and different that you can go and look at. So anyway, that's what I was talking about with Anita at the break that, you know, I am that pain person.
And I was telling Sandy to not beat herself up because I have on many occasions tried not to be that person. And guess what? Mistakes get made sometimes. So
yeah.
It's a balance.
Right. It's a balance. And, and it's, you know your backyard and, you know, you want to remind someone about something. And, it's nice to have help from experts. That is for sure. I couldn't do it, alone. So I love having our Home Show Garden Pros that we can reach out to and say, hey, wait, what about this one? Can I use this? Now, Anita, I think I kind of stepped over you a little while ago when we were talking, I can't remember, maybe it was Parker who called in about, or someone called in about schedules. No, Parker called in about the roses, but there was someone else, Billy called in about the schedules.
Yes.
And so I said, oh no, we don't have to follow a schedule. Well, I was wrong. So clarify what we were talking about with schedules, especially here on Home Show Garden Pros, how we like to, we really, our preference is organic. I mean, that's our first choice. So that's what I was trying to explain. Maybe you can explain it better because you are the expert.
Well, first of all, my daughter Mary has made up a schedule and she has a organic one and then a more non-organic one.
Right.
So you can choose the one you want.
Okay.
Of course, we'll encourage them to go organic. And probably a schedule is more important on a newly established lawn than it would be on an established lawn.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think also some people need the structure of a schedule.
They need to know, okay, in the fall I do this.
Yes. But the pressure's off when you do organic.
It really is.
Because it really doesn't matter any time as far as hurting your plants. Like, you can hurt your plants with some of the commercial, what do you call it, a plant?
Synthetic.
Synthetic. That's the word I was groping for, yeah. Synthetic fertilizer. You can actually hurt your plants if you put them on at the wrong time of year. Organics, nope. Just put them out anytime you feel like it.
Right.
And, of course, I always say, get out there in a raincoat and put them out in the rain.
Yes, because that's the best time. It'll get it down there. Mm-hmm. Soak it in.
Yes.
Well, and that's what I meant. So thanks for clarifying that on, but like you say, Mary's got something on your website and the website is
NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. And you can look there. And if you ever forget who our Home Show Garden Pros are, You can go to homeshowgardenpros.com, mm-hmm. and we have all of you listed, and we've got links to all of our Home Show Garden Pros, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, Plants for All Seasons, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, and Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. So Home Show Garden Pros can kind of link you to any of those.
Yeah, and I think all of them have a lawn schedule too.
Right, and Facebook pages and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And I love that, Anita, because it'll give you ideas. It gives me ideas.
Yes.
You know, because I know Joey down in Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, he posted about the flowers, and then you had the flowers, and you both posted different ones. And it was like, oh, this is great. Yeah. You know, you can choose from whatever you want or both. To get out there in the garden. So it's fun to follow all of our Home Show Garden Pros. It's cheery.
Yes.
And well, refreshing.
Another important thing is we had a particular herb. I forget what the name of it was. It's a type of cilantro. And we had some customers were looking for it. And so I posted that we got it. And that day they were at the store buying that herb.
Isn't that milk? Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. It's almost
and
like.
And same with pottery. Pottery's funny. Because people have this idea that we can order a color or size shape pot and they'll ship us one pot.
Yeah.
No, they won't. They will not do that.
Right.
So pottery comes in on a tractor trailer and it gets unboxed and put out. And if you are the type of person who likes to have matching pots, you need to get out there that day or a couple of days afterwards to make sure you get all of the same pots. So we let people know that on our Facebook page as well.
Right. So it's great to follow all of them to find out what's in and what's new.
Yes.
Because it's not like a retailer.
And what to do.
Yeah. And well, yeah. Definitely what to do and how to care for.
Yeah.
Well, great. Thanks for that added information.
Yes.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. And you can reach Anita at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. And we will return after this.
You gotta eat healthy to be healthy. True for you, true for your garden, yard, and landscaping. Winterize now with MicroLife Humates Plus 004 and MicroLife Ocean Harvest 423 to see success this spring. Condition your soils with one application of MicroLife Humates Plus. Follow up with spraying MicroLife Ocean Harvest for additional degrees of frost protection. Find MicroLife at your local garden center. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
I said, what kind of a warranty do you guys have?
Howdy, I'm Jeff Roberts with Trifection.
He says, we basically will stand by our work forever. As long as there's anything that's wrong with your house that we're responsible, that we did, as long as you own the house, we'll come back and fix it.
Yep, about says it all.
Everything is just done perfectly.
Kitchens, bathrooms, and whole home remodeling.
They've always been over backwards.
Because it's not a project, it's your home. We're Trifection, online at trifection.net.
Cutting back plants help them survive winter. 70 to 80% isn't too much. It might hurt you, but helps your plants. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Thank you for listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We so appreciate the listeners and everybody who calls in. Such great questions and a variety. I love it. And I learn something new every Saturday morning. Anita, you have been so helpful in all these tricks of the trade. And really, that's what we're here. You know, whether you're a master gardener or you're just starting or you're, you know, a medium gardener, there's always something to learn. Or something to share. You know, if you've got some knowledge you want to share with us, we'd love to hear from you at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. We are all in this together to make it beautiful outside. So we were just talking about the pottery. So make sure, you know, we were reminding people that all of our Home Show Garden Pros have Facebook pages and Instagram pages. Follow them. Easy to find. And the pottery, you know, things run out and it's like, it's not, gardening is not necessarily a staple. You know, if you want a certain plant or something, you sort of have to be on top of it.
And they're often very seasonal. You can't
right.
buy pansies in the summertime.
And, right. You know. You can't buy one and save it for later and stick it in the pantry. So now.
Although we brought in a bunch of citrus in the fall because that's a better time to plant it.
Uh-huh.
Not this year though. But you could have bought it because we had to mark it down. It wasn't moving. and brought it inside your house every time we had a freeze.
Right. And Anita, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Because remember the first freeze, the big one that we had a few years ago?
Yes.
We lost mature citrus.
Yeah, I mean, grapefruit tree. You used to give me grapefruit.
I know. And the oranges were mm-hmm. the ones that I missed the most.
Yeah.
Because it was right outside the kitchen window and you mm-hmm. could literally go out there and pull an orange, you know, for breakfast.
Wow.
I mean, it was just wonderful.
Yeah.
So I tried to start over and silly me. I think I've lost one of them because I put it in the ground. I'm going to put a couple of citrus in pots so that I can nurture them the next year and a half or so.
You have a dolly, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have a dolly. And actually, I just sort of reinvigorated one of the dollies. So
yeah.
I think I'm going to do that.
Yes.
And Joey was talking about it.
By the way, it's also called a hand truck.
Oh,
for
yeah,
the
yeah,
listeners
yeah.
out there
right.
don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
And I do have a hand truck. I found it in the garage. I uh-huh. had no idea I did because uh-huh. that's what I pulled out. And I thought, oh, no, I've got the little dolly. So I'm going to start my citrus in that. And like mm-hmm. you say, you can pull it in a garage or a shed or even in the house if it's
yes.
going to freeze. So that's on my to-do list probably this weekend. What's the tree selection, the fruit citrus tree selection at Nelson's?
It's kind of – we haven't gotten in our oranges and fruit trees yet. So it's just a –
okay.
mishmash of things
okay.
that came through the winter.
All right. Color and herbs is a great thing to be planting now, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? Some people are buying tomatoes now.
The transplants.
Yeah, the transplants. Mm-hmm. And to my way of thinking, I would plant them in the ground and not in the pot.
Yeah.
Because it's a $2.99 yeah. gamble.
Experiment. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a great hint. Anita, when we return, we are going to have John on the phone after this.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning, gardeners. This is Shelby from Nature's Way Resources, just north of the Woodlands. John asked me to step in for him today while he's out playing in the dirt. Spring is just around the corner, so now's the perfect time to come get your native double ground mulch, compost, and soil amendments to start getting those beds ready for planting. Nature's Way Resources also has a native plant nursery here on site. We offer blueberries, peaches, pears, bulbs, of course, native plants. And when everything is looking very brown outside, we also offer houseplants. Right now is the perfect time to plant fruit trees. All of the peaches are coming out with their blooms right now. The blueberries are in full bloom. And in the coming weeks, we will be having pansies, snapdragons, and other assorted annuals. And our veggies should be here in early March. If your flower beds need a little bit of a pick-me-up, the fungal compost is perfect for top dressing any flowers, trees, and shrubs. Our picnic area is perfect for you to bring your pets, your family, and just walk around, look around, bring a picnic lunch, and enjoy the scenery. Nature's Way Resources is located just north of the Woodlands, right off of 45, exit 1488. Go across the railroad tracks, take a right, and you'll run right into us. So come by and see us. And now more answers to your gardening questions with Sandy and Anita.
And good morning. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Thank you for listening and joining us this morning. You can call Anita Nelson at, well, she's from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens, but where she is right now is at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333. She is our Home Show Garden Pro expert taking your calls. And Anita, we have got John on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning, ladies. How you doing?
Good.
I just heard you mention tomatoes, and I was in Houston, but now I'm living in Austin, but I listen to you guys all the time, so I'm in Austin. And I thought you said maybe putting tomatoes out February 15th. And would you prefer seeds or plants? You talked about plants are just so cheap. I did that last year, and it was probably a good idea. So what time and how to prepare those?
Yeah, we mean transplants, not the seeds.
Yeah.
Seeds are too hardcore gardeners. Tomato seeds, I think, you know, you have to start them inside and have grow lights and all that kind of thing. No. Yeah, buy your transplants. Your local nursery will know the proper time to plant a tomato in Austin.
Mm.
But as I said, it's a gamble. It's a very inexpensive gamble to put them in the ground now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then always mix in some type of organic into the soil, some type of organic fertilizer. I don't know if MicroLife is available in Austin.
I think MicroLife is, yes.
Oh, it is? Good. Yes. Good, good, good.
Yes. It is. Yes. Yes.
Perfect.
I do that. Yes.
And they have a vegetable formulation, you know, for tomatoes. And the other tip is try to always plant your tomato in a different spot than you did the year before.
Oh, good reminder.
Or replace the soil.
Okay, good reminder.
Yeah, and that's
rotate our crops.
Yeah, well, tomatoes and most particularly.
Okay.
I've had cherry tomatoes, and they do really well, but and then I had some like better boys, so the floor tomatoes, and they I've gotten them where they are now blooming, and you know, not now, but last season they were blooming, and they would begin to grow. And let's just say you want to be 100%. They quit at about 70%. Either my cherry tomatoes would get like 60-70% the size I thought they would be, and the larger tomatoes were maybe 60-70%, and they just stopped. Did I not put enough nourishment in there? What happened? Or maybe it got too hot. I don't know.
It could be. I know that tomato, there's a specific mineral that, or nutrient that they need. There's something called blossom end rot, which I can't remember. That might be it.
That kind of looked like, the word's kind of descriptive of what it seemed like it was happening. It would just kind of stop. I mean, they would bloom and they would fruit up. But then they would just stop.
Oh, it says if you see a black sunken spot at the end of your tomatoes, you've got blossom end rot.
Okay.
And it's calcium. I thought it was calcium for sure. It's calcium that they're lacking. It's lacking in the soil, and it causes that.
So the key, you want them to start out right.
Yes.
Right? So get some of that MicroLife and mix that in there. Make sure you've got some new healthy soil also, Anita. Should he amend it with some new soil?
Yes. And they say lime contains calcium. So you want to look for a product that's got some lime in it to add to your soil so you don't have blossom end rot.
And if you've got a local nursery up there, I always like to guide to the local nurseries.
Yes,
because, you know, they know your soil and they know your seasons, and they're gonna guide you the right way. So hopefully you're lucky enough in Austin to have pros like we have in Houston. But if not, call us.
Yes.
Thank you.
And let us know how it goes. So which tomatoes are you going to plant?
I have no idea. I'm just going to go look again and see what's out there.
Anita, what's your favorite tomato?
Jubilee? I never can remember the name of it.
The smaller?
Yeah, the small one, yeah.
Okay. Yes. All right. Okay. Well, good. Well, I know, isn't Mary sort of a tomato connoisseur?
Mary's the one who grows a lot of tomatoes.
Yeah.
And I think it's Jubilee. It even produced through the summer last year, which was...
Whoa.
And she said she thinks it was because it had afternoon shade.
Okay.
Which is weird. Uh-huh. Tomatoes aren't supposed to produce through the summer.
Yeah. Well, it was obviously happy. No. It had good soil.
Uh-huh.
Thank y'all.
All right. Thanks, John.
Yep.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and I'm here with Anita Nelson at 281-833-3333, 281-833-3333, and we'll return after this.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscaper's Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscaper's Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscaper's Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Flying cars, they promised them. We ain't got them. But we can get the world's smartest motorized pergola. They're better. Structure Outdoors motorized pergolas rotate their louvers 130 degrees, dialing in perfect sun or shade. Those interlocking louvers mean leak-proof protection in the rain. Flying cars? Who needs them? Probably hard to park. Structure luxury pergolas, on the other hand, let you enjoy your backyard every day, whatever the weather. Get some structure in your life at homeshowradio.com.
Water less. Cold times are hibernation times for plants. Help them rest. Water lightly, at most once a week. Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, let's get ready for summer. What are you talking about, Sandy? Summer? Yep, before you know it, it's going to be here. Or how about let's just get ready for spring with the Houston Home and Garden Show is back at NRG Park. You have got the Junk Gypsies will be there, Pet Fashion Show, and Introduction to Gardening for Dummies. Well, I don't like that title, but Gardening for Anyone. How about that? There are going to be 120 exhibits, over 120 exhibits from lighting to pools, flooring to roofing, and windows to gardening. And Tom Tynan will be broadcasting live next Saturday, February the 4th from 9 to noon, and he'll be hanging around to answer your questions on home improvement. So you can listen to us in the morning, the Home Show Garden Pros, and head on over to NRG next weekend for the Houston Home and Garden Show. So February 3rd through the 5th, it's for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Friday on the 3rd is Heroes Day, Sunday the 5th is Teacher's Day, so you get discounts on admissions, and you can save $2 on your show ticket by purchasing online. Go to the website by clicking on the homeshowradio.com for the Houston Home and Garden Show next weekend, February 3rd.
Top of the morning, fellow gardeners. This is Anita and Sandy on the Home Show Garden Pros Radio Show on 610 AM. Call us at 281-833-3333.
Yes. And we have had a great morning. Wonderful calls.
Yes.
There's always a variety of concerns and questions. So I love that. Now, here we are, end of January, moving into February. And we're all anxious, I feel like.
Feel like February is the cruelest month.
Yeah, it can be, because it can be surprising. Mm-hmm. So we do still have to be careful, I'm hearing from you, right?
Yeah.
But what can I do right now? Like today, what should I go out there and do today?
Make a bed.
Ooh.
Make a brand new bed to grow flowers or vegetables or blooming shrubs or whatever you want.
But okay. How can I do that on a budget?
On
what are some
budget.
Hits?
What are some hits? Put in a lot of your own sweat equity for
there
one.
There you go. Yep.
You know, the trickiest thing to making a bed is, and I think probably one of the most expensive things is, what are you going to edge it with?
Oh, and do you have to edge it?
Well, yeah, because you have to raise it up.
Here in Houston,
you've got to raise everything
It'll
up.
Wash. Okay, so
yes.
What are some ways that we can raise it up?
Well, you can use chop stone. That's the real popular one right now.
Okay.
And you just line it up. You don't have to mortar it in place or anything.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll raise your profile up about 4 inches, which
okay.
is pretty good.
Okay.
They used to use landscape timbers, but I think those are out of style now.
I haven't seen those.
I haven't seen those in a long time.
Yeah.
Paved stone. And if you're doing a vegetable garden, you can buy some of – Home Show Garden Pros sell these galvanized planting beds that you can just buy.
Right.
Yes. And then, of course, if it's only 4 inches, then you just go and you can lay down newspaper, which who gets a newspaper anymore? That's not
right.
going to work. Never
Do mind. They deliver them anymore?
Really, I don't know. It used to be you'd just lay down newspaper right on top of the grass and everything, and it'll all rot away.
Right.
You don't have to worry about it. But I can't think of anything that you put down, so you're going to have to dig up the sod.
Yeah.
And then you work in always your compost and then some soil.
Mm-hmm. And you can do this in stages.
Yes.
You know, you can go and the ground is moist now.
Mm-hmm.
Dig up the area of grass right now. Or maybe
yes.
choose an area that the grass has already,
right.
you've decided is not growing well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So start slowly. Yeah. Dig up the grass this weekend and maybe get some of the soil. Now, are we talking topsoil, mulch, or both?
Topsoil.
Topsoil for our bed. Lift it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then we put on some nice, healthy leaf mold compost.
Yes.
Remineralizer.
Yes. And there's no reason not to work in some microlife at the same time. Yes.
Right. And you can work that in, and you don't even have to plant anything in it right away.
No. You've got 4 weeks.
Yeah. So
I would use a pre-emergent because there are cool season weeds that'll come up. Like Poa annum would start coming up. So you would do that after you finish the whole thing, top it off with some pre-emergent. But another thing I thought of, you know, we were talking about the Humates Plus and how it breaks down clay soils. So maybe a good healthy layer of Humates Plus is the first thing you'd put in.
Oh,
if
right.
If you have a heavy clay soil.
That's right. Yeah. Get up some of the grass and then put that Humates Plus. Yeah. You'll be able to tell for sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, it sticks to everything. Yeah. Yeah. It's like cement glue. But it's dark.
But oddly enough, it doesn't make cement. It does the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah. So creating that new bed, you know, if there's a corner that you just is ugly, I've had an ugly corner before that I like to make a new bed on. Or if you want to have a veggie garden. Mm-hmm. So what?
Or you want to divert water drainage.
Right. Right. And you know, the other thing I like, I don't know how pricey a bag of like river rock. You know, that's another.
Now, see, I would never do that. And
no.
I'll tell you why.
Okay. No river rock.
I mean, you could.
Okay.
But here's the problem. When you lay down river rock, out west you put down river rock and it's fine.
Okay.
Here you put down river rock, leaves, dirt.
Oh, they get in between.
All gets in the cracks, and then weed seeds come in, and before you know it, you don't have a riverbed anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And unless you're a persistent leaf blower.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yes.
Well, and I see that in some areas where I have those big rocks. Mm-hmm. It definitely. But I'm just thinking, you know, if anybody's on a budget, I'm not sure. You know, different options. Who knows?
I doubt it. Rock is not native to Houston. Therefore, you're paying freight.
Oh,
to get it.
So no.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, sometimes if someone's in a new house,
yes,
they might have some brick, some leftover brick they could put around the edge.
And you can use busted up concrete. That actually makes a very attractive edge.
Yeah. Yeah.
The rough side out. It's very attractive.
Right. And we're talking about the edging so that your beautiful soil doesn't flow away, doesn't wash away after you've worked on it.
Yes.
So we can get out there and work on a bed. Mm-hmm. You can start creating that bed with the mulch and the humates and the topsoil.
And then when you do that impulsive purchase at the nursery, you don't have to bring it home and let it sit in a pot while you try to get things done. You're ready for it.
Right. Oh, my gosh. You've followed me around the nursery then, I guess.
Oh, no. This is me, too.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Because you can really buy those impulsive. But it gives you a to-do list.
Yeah.
So it's wonderful. Well, great. Thanks for the tips on creating a new bed. And this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call at 281-833-3333. 281-833-3333. We'll return after this.
Bring enchantment to your garden. Whether you're an expert or a novice, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden's talented staff helps you bring magic to your garden. No matter what the season, find seeds and trees, herbs and veggies, annuals and perennials, succulents and cacti, bulbs and even shrubs. Everything needed to give your garden enchantment. Bring the family. Experience all that's growing and waiting for you at Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359 in Richmond.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
I love a one-stop shop. When I've got a project, it's wonderful to be able to go to one place and get everything I need. And I am now talking about Sienna Mulch. Sienna Mulch is a green waste recycler and manufactures their own premium hardwood and mulch. It's family owned since 2009. If you live on the south side, you need to go and visit Sienna Mulch. I was out there a few weeks ago and it is a fun location and they have got everything you need for your next project. You can choose from their mulch. They have soil, they have sand, they have compost, they have gravel, which is, we were just talking about different ways to decorate your beds on the outside. And they also have stones, lots of beautiful new stones. Sienna Mulch also carries all of your favorite fertilizers that we talk about and plant foods. And they have landscapers tools that you can choose from. So it is literally a one-stop shop for your next project. Plus, they deliver. So Sienna Mulch, so much more than mulch. Find out more on homeshowgardenpros.com.
Welcome back. It's Anita and Sandy on the Home Show Garden Pros Garden Show. And you can find us, well, you already know about it if you're listening to us right now, but right. We're on Sports Radio 610
right.
AM.
And share with your friends. Yes, we'd love to hear from you. And this is a co-op of Home Show Garden Pro experts who come in every Saturday morning. And this morning, we have had the pleasure of having Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. They are out in Katy. And you've heard from Plants for All Seasons from Sherry Hera. Joey was here last weekend from Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens. And John Ferguson and Shelby were here a few weeks ago from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center. So we are so lucky to have so many experts rotating through here. We've even had Mike Sarant from MicroLife.
Yes.
That was lots of fun,
he is such
too.
Such a gentleman.
Yes, it mm-hmm. was lots of fun. So,
yes.
Anyway, thank you for listening to us, and we enjoy having our conversations with the listeners about what's going on in your lawn and garden. Anita, also, I want to remind people they can find you and all of our Home Show Garden Pros on homeshowgardenpros.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find all of the links and Facebook pages and good information and videos on there. The other thing that's on our page for Home Show Garden Pros is Ask a Pro button. And we get tons of questions every week, Anita. So I'm gonna try and pull up a few here and find out what advice you have for these fine folks. So I have Nancy, who has written in a question. She says, I know I'm supposed to cut back all of my dead bushes right now. She says, but some are budding, even her crepe myrtle. Do I cut or do I wait?
No.
Yes, I know.
Don't cut. They're
don't
budding.
Cut.
Don't cut. Yeah.
So don't cut right now. And really, it depends on what she's talking about, right?
It depends very much.
Yeah.
Yes. And what is she referring to? Cut back dead growth? Because from the wind, you know, the freeze,
right.
Or is she talking about pruning the plants to make them look more attractive or encourage more fruit or flowering?
Right. And there's a lot that kind of goes into that detective work. And that's why I love gardening, because it is kind of a detective work. All right. So I've heard Sherry talk about mushy and gushy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want, should we be cutting those back?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So cut back the mushy and gushy. That's yeah. one thing that she could have done right after the freeze. Now, she mentioned brown. Yeah, that's what I see outside is lots of brown. What if I have a shrub that's brown with the leaves on it still?
That's a bad sign.
Is it?
Yeah, especially with a tree. It means
oh,
the
yeah.
tree's a goner.
Oh, yeah. I
yes.
do have I've got a red bottle brush that's
yeah.
gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about the famous lantanas? Although, actually, I think my lantanas did drop their leaves already.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she's got a brown shrub, no leaves. What should she do?
Leave it alone.
Okay.
And if you're curious, do the scratch test.
Okay. And you can start at the top yeah. and work your way down.
I mean, I have a hydrangea in a pot, which I thought, okay, it's a goner after the, you know,
yeah.
what, 5 nights of 20 degree temperatures.
Uh-huh.
Nope. Scratch the bark. It's
wow. Green. And
yeah.
it was still outside?
Yeah, I left it outside. It was fine.
Wow. Yeah. So do the little scratch test, but mm-hmm. yes, leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not ready to
buy those pots and plants and put them on your patio.
Oh, yeah.
And look at them and pretend like you can't see the brown and the
right.
gray and the yuck.
Right. And it gives us something to do.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, she said that her crepe myrtles are budding. Really? Already?
Yeah. That's, I'd love to see that.
Now,
I'm going to go look at my crepe myrtle today.
Yeah. Now, when we return, let's talk a little bit about crepe myrtles.
Maybe she lives near Galveston or something.
Oh, yeah. Maybe so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we're going to return and talk with Anita about some trimming or not trimming, and you can give us a call at 281-833-3333. What are you planting next?
You know, there's something about a fireplace that really warms the soul. Dancing flames bring an easy smile if you've had a visit from Lord's Chimney this year. Lord's Chimney certified technicians use video scanning technology to find leaks, identify and fix issues before your home is at risk, and they guarantee a mess-free service every time. So relax, enjoy your fireplace, and keep your family safe. Call Lord's Chimney, Tom's trusted certified pro. Get a free virtual estimate online at lordschimney.com.
Native plants thrive in Texas heat with less water. Previously, they were hard to find near Conroe or the Woodlands. Till now. Select from hundreds of native plants and summer veggies at Nature's Way Resources Garden Center. Bring your dog, kids, and shop over 2 acres of flowers, vegetables, and plants. Nature's Way experts help you pick the right plants, organic soils, and supplements for success. Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, 45 North at FM 1488, naturewayresources.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
And you are listening to Home Show Garden Pros, and we appreciate you listening to us. We've had a really good time this morning with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. Great calls, quite a variety. Now, we had a caller from Austin, Anita.
We did.
And they were asking about different products, and Chad, our producer and my boss, sent you a message.
Yes, he said that you can get MicroLife, let's see, at Garden 17.
Garden 17.
In Austin, Texas.
Okay, all right, MicroLife. Yeah. Well, great. So I hope, I think it was John who was from Austin. I can't remember.
Think so.
Yeah, but it sounded like he was kind of familiar with where to get MicroLife. So good luck on that, and we'd love to hear about all of those different projects everybody called about. So Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. Beautiful location.
Yes.
A little too handy for me.
And Charlie.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. So what's new and bright out there besides those beautiful flowers that you posted the other day?
Well, we're gearing up for spring, and most of our pottery comes from Vietnam.
Okay.
But we actually got in some pottery from Spain.
Ooh.
And it's colorful pottery. There's sunflowers and poppies and all kinds of pretty things all painted all over this pottery. It looks gorgeous.
And that's different.
Yes. And it's different from anything we've ever had.
Right.
So I'm kind of excited about that. And of course, we've got all the blooming plants that you can plant at this time of year. The pansies, the snapdragons, but also we brought in the Gerber daisies.
That's
and my personal all-time favorite geraniums, which I just love. They have a unique smell, which is unique. It's not exactly pleasant, but it's not exactly unpleasant. And they will bloom for you straight through. You can get them to bloom 12 months out of the year.
Wow.
If you're good.
Okay.
And you do that. The problem with them is they don't like our heat in the summertime. But as long as you put them in a spot where they get morning sun and that's it, and don't overwater them, they will continue to bloom for you straight through the summer.
I didn't do well with my geraniums, and I want to try again.
Yeah.
Because, yes, they get morning sun where they were, but I think I overwatered.
Yeah, they don't like a lot of water.
Because it's in a bed, and it was kind of a lower area.
Yeah, see, I grow mine in pots. I think that's the key. Keep them in a pot.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And put them in a blue pot.
In a blue pot.
Well, if you ever visit France, especially southern France and the Provence area, every house has a blue pot with a geranium in it, a red geranium in it.
Oh.
Every house, it seems
okay,
like.
Okay. Now, you said morning sun.
Morning sun.
Okay. So, that can't go on that back patio that I was thinking about.
They can't have afternoon sun. They don't like it.
All right. Give me a couple examples of afternoon sun for potted plants.
You can do your vincas.
Okay.
And I actually potted up a whole bunch of succulents. Made a little succulent thing in my pots on the front of my house, which faces west.
And you can order succulent wreaths from Nelson's Nursery and Water Gardens,
yes.
Can't you?
Yeah, we have someone who will make them up for you.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got the new pots coming in and the beautiful geraniums and Gerbers.
Yeah.
Those are the beautiful, colorful flowers. Mm-hmm. But I so encourage you. I've got one more pot that I need to fill with some color because I've got a patio on the side that definitely needs some color.
Maybe this is going to be your geranium experiment.
Yeah.
And
yes.
You also want to water them with Soil Activator by Medina.
Okay.
They love that stuff.
Oh, yes. You got me onto that. Mm-hmm. And you put a glub into your watering cans outside.
Yes.
Good. Yeah. And you know what? Now that it's raining, mm-hmm. collect some water. Put out all of your jugs.
I do
that.
Yeah. I soak all, I have orchids. And they get the rainwater.
Okay. Water. Well, and I've started collecting. You know, I used to have my watering cans in the garage. Mm-hmm. What a waste.
Yeah.
Stick them out on the patio and collect this rain that's coming in the next few days.
Yes.
And put a little glub in there.
You know, you have dogs, right? So
I
why
know.
Not have a tub out there to collect rainwater?
Yeah.
And it'll also give your dogs water when they need it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, and speaking of water, let's take care of the birds because I read an article about.
Oh, yes.
You don't have this problem because you've got beautiful water gardens, but having a source of water for our birds because they need them, mm-hmm. you know, they need the water. Well, great. Well,
and you can always put in a mosquito dunk, which will not harm the birds, but will keep mosquitoes from breeding in any water containers you have. Standing water, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, that is another great hint.
Mm-hmm.
Tip from the trade. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and I am here with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. We'll return after this.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
I'll listen to your show forever. God bless.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.